from Amos and John. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The prophet Amos is a shepherd called to bring warning and hope to a people falling into a trap of injustice and immorality. Amos declares from the Lord the dissatisfaction of God to a hypocritical people. It is not enough to say that God is dissatisfied, but that God is angry at the actions of the people. The people of this specific point in time, 2 years before the earthquake, in the days of King Uzzah of Judah and King Jeroboam of Israel, it is the injustice and the indifference to good and evil that causes this conversation between Amos and the people. God calls the people to strive for good and reject evil. In order to have life, they need to seek good and not evil. From chapter 15, hate evil and love good and establish justice in the gate, end quote. It is interesting that God has been sending the same message to God's people over and over, and we continue to miss the word of God. We don't hear God say, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. We do hear the word say, look out for number one. We hear the word say, nobody will look out for you except you. Or, we will do things to strive for greatness of ourselves no matter what it takes, and whom we have to step on to climb the ladder of success. When all along God had been saying, hate evil and love good and establish justice in the gate, end quote. For justice to those who are defenseless, God sends us. The poor and vulnerable need someone to speak for them, and God calls us to be a voice. How do we claim Christianity and stand by idly when some people struggle to live a safe and healthy life? How do we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ when we know people are without work or food or shelter? What is our role as people of God when God says, work for justice and righteousness? John's gospel claims living water to anyone who comes to Jesus. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. From this scripture, he said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus brings water for all people and fills us with life-giving water. God sends love to us and instructs us to hate evil, but to establish justice in the gate. Jesus comes to us, and God opens the gate of God's righteousness, because Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of all people, show us how to let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Create justice and righteousness in us, that all may rejoice in your blessings and know you have opened for us a gate into your righteousness in Jesus Christ. Amen.